It's 27 minutes past six. Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. And as we just heard from Phil Liggett, sabotage, a word that first made its appearance in the French language in the 19th century and in the Tour de France early in the 20th century, well, it's turned up again in the 21st in 2012. Carpet tacks and nails thrown onto the road by person or persons apparently still unknown during the 14th stage caused punctures to as many as 35 riders, including one Cadel Evans. Now, Bradley Wiggins showed great sportsmanship to wait until Evans had recovered and was able to rejoin the peloton, something that took as long as minutes as Evans' support crew struggled to get to him up the narrow road. Others were more tacky. Apparently the French rider Pierre Roland saw it as an opportunity to attack, but he was swiftly ridden in, and eventually Wiggins and Evans rejoined the main group. The Australian remains in fourth spot behind Wiggins, still a long way behind, and the Spaniard Luis Leon Sanchez won the stage. In Australian football, Sydney sits at the top of the AFL ladder following the stunning win over the West Coast over there yesterday. The Swans kicked... They kicked eight more goals than the Eagles and have a clear percentage break over the Crows and the Magpies, the two other sides on 48 points. Hawthorn completes an all-avian top four roost after beating Footscray yesterday. The rest of the eight is the West Coast, Essendon, Geelong and St Kilda, just ahead of Fremantle and North Melbourne, again on percentages. And those tumbrils could be rolling back towards Princess Park again. Carlton beaten badly by the Kangaroos on Friday night, and compounding things for the Blues are injuries to Andrew Walker and the possible suspension of St Christopher Judd for an infamous chicken wing tackle. Who would have thought that? In rugby league, speaking of Saints, St George Illawarra produced something of an upset by beating Cronulla Sutherland yesterday, 18-10. And in the other game, the Gold Coast held off a late finish in Canberra, 38-26. And tonight, the modern manifestation of an ancient rivalry, Eastern Suburbs against South Sydney. So as ever, the latter tomorrow morning. And just quickly noting elsewhere in sport that Stephanie Gilmore, the Australian surfer, has won the world title over the weekend for a fifth time. And the talk is not only that she will surpass Lane Beachley 7, but that one day she'll even catch the great Kelly Slater.
It's an incredible effort. She's only 24 now, I think, isn't she?
25, I think it is.
Great effort.
And in news from Whitehorse, Yukon, where the World Softball Championships are being held, Australia has just beaten Mexico. The score there, 10-2. So that's their second win. They did lose to Japan on Friday. And, Fran, I'll be back with more sport a bit later this morning.
Thanks very much, Warwick.